Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of August 15th. Steve Suman put this report together. Well, it looks like we're going to have maybe a pretty wet week. There's a chance of rain just about every day, but it's not a huge chance, you know, and it's in the 30 to 50% range, so I guess we just have to play it by ear. Let's check in with Kathy at Minnow Gym, see what's going on at Nelson Lake. Kathy says water temperatures remain warm. Anglers should look deeper than usual to find fish. Water clarity is a factor, so light, bright lure colors can help, and splash and noise will attract fish attention. Walleye anglers should troll deep divers and crawler harnesses in the river channel. Crappies are being finicky. They're here one day and gone the next. Northern pike and largemouth bass anglers are having success casting spinnerbaits, chatterbaits, and rattling swim jigs into the weed beds. Bluegills are the best bet on Nelson. Fish near the bottom in 8 to 10 feet with waxies, worms, crawler chunks, and leeches on dressed jigs. Note that Minnow Gyms is changing hands, and this is Kathy's final fishing report for us. So if you get a chance, stop in to wish her well. Thanks, Kathy. Let's get right to the fishing report. Fall's on the horizon. Fish will soon begin their transition, so keep on top of the movements by visiting with your favorite bait shop personnel for the most recent fish locations, baits, presentations, and bite windows. The musky fishing's good right now and getting better. Focus on weeds, weed lines, break lines, and structure out to 18 feet. Favorite baits include bucktails, bulldogs, gliders, jerkbaits, crankbaits, musky suckers, and topwaters. Trolling large stickbaits and crankbaits during the day is also a viable musky option. Walleye action is somewhat slow right now. Look for fish on deep weeds, weed edges, rocks, and mud flats during the day. In low light, work weed edges and break lines out to 12 feet. Use crawlers, leeches, minnows, crawler harnesses, Lindy rigs, Ned rigs, and drop shot rigs, or troll deep diving crankbaits and stickbaits. The northern pike action is very good in weeds and around panfish and baitfish concentrations, and on mid-depth to deep points, weed beds, and weed edges. Live bait, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, swim jigs, chatterbaits, crankbaits, plastics, and topwaters are all working on northern. Small fish are plentiful, but go deeper with bigger baits for trophy pike. The largemouth bass action is good, though fish are finding many places to hide and feed and sulk. Find them from shallow to mid-depths in slop, lily pads, main lake weed beds, and on weed lines. Nearly all baits are working on largemouth, including crawlers, chatterbaits, spinners, spinnerbaits, swim jigs, plastics, Texas rigs, wacky worms, frogs, and topwaters. The smallmouth fishing is good in depths from very shallow out to 27 feet on weed lines, deep structure, and hard to soft transition areas. Check the entire water column. The most productive baits include sucker minnows, leeches, crawlers, crankbaits, senkos, drop shot rigs, Ned rigs, wacky worms, and topwaters. The crappie fishing's good, but somewhat inconsistent. Fish are somewhat scattered in deeper basins and on weeds, wood, brush, bogs, and cribs. Baits of choice include crappie minnows, plastics, crappie scrubs, mini mites, tattletales, and gulp baits fished on small jigs and under slip bobbers. Bluegill fishing is very good to excellent. Smaller fish provide considerable action around shallow weeds, wood, brush, and other structure. Larger fish are near the bottom in 6 to 30 feet of depth. Fish waxies, worms, crawler chunks, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs under slip bobbers. All right, let's take a look at a few upcoming events. Bonus antlerless deer harvest tags are now on sale. They went on sale this Monday. August 20th, the Sealy Lions are holding their pre-fat mountain bike race. August 20th is the Barnes VFW Car Show and Chicken Barbecue. 715-292-2922 is the number to learn more about that. On August 23rd, the DNR is holding a virtual public meeting to discuss the Sand Lake Fisheries Management Plan. If you want to get on that, going on from 7 to 9 p.m. on the 23rd of August, call this number, 715-634-7429. August 28th is the Hayward Bass Club's open tournament to benefit the Hayward High School bass team. Find out more by calling 405-227-1789. On September 1st, the following seasons open: early teal, early goose, and morning dove. September 1st is also the application deadline for Hunters with Disabilities Gun Deer Hunt. September 2nd through the 4th is the Big Excellent Trout Festival. Want to know more? Call 715-943-2242. September 3rd is the opener of the Hook and Line Lake Sturgeon season. And September 7th is the opener for bear season. September 8th through the 10th is the 23rd annual Lake Chippewa Flowage Muskie Hunt. To find out more, call 715-462-3874. On September 9th, early teal season closes, and on September 15th, early goose season closes, just like that. September 17th is the opener for these seasons: deer, archery and crossbow, turkey, ruffed grouse zone A, cottontail, squirrel, and crow, all open on September 17th. September 17th is also the date of the 39th Annual Shawamigan Mountain Bike Festival. You want to know more about that? Call 612-518-8234. And finally, September 24th will be the date of the Hayward Fall Festival. You want to know more about that? Call the Chamber of Commerce, 715-634-8662. Well, I think I told you everything about upcoming events, but if there's anything more you want to know, check the calendar of events. You'll find it at haywardareachamber.com or at haywardlakes.com. You can always call us down at the office. You can reach Kitty at 715-634-8662, or you can reach me at 715-634-4801. All right, well, let's grab our raincoats and head out and see if we can catch some fish.